Now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're in the Marty 1090 studios with Mr. Corey Sandin from MC Swim Baits. We're going to be talking fishing here. Calicos, yellows, tuna, whatever you want. Corey knows how to catch it. You stay tuned. Southern California's sport fishing voice is Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
A few years ago, Shimano introduced the Tranx 500 reel, and it changed the way we cast for big fish. Now, by popular demand, Shimano has created two new sizes, introducing the Tranx 300 and 400, available now at your local Shimano dealer. Tranx is the dream reel for throwing big baits and catching big fish. X-Chip and HEG technologies combine to provide massive cranking power with a smooth, effortless retrieve. Plus, Shimano's new Core Protect water-resistant technology provides long-lasting durability in the harshest environment. The new Tranx 300 and 400 are available in two gear ratios and two different handle designs to cover all fresh and saltwater applications. See the new Tranx 300 and 400 at your local Shimano dealer. Tranx, it's not just a new reel, it's a way to fish. Check Shimano.com for all the details.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Rancho Leonero is very family-oriented. People have brought their children down, and now they're bringing their children. It's not unusual to have three generations of family at the hotel. Grandpa, dad, and normally sons, sometimes daughters. The families come back year after year, and it's a safe place for the kids. It's small, it's intimate, right on the water, 2 miles of beachfront. The water's very shallow in front. There's no currents to speak of, no waves. We have child care, $10 a day for a babysitter. Security is high at Rancho Leonero. It's really unnecessary, but it adds up comfort level. We really do encourage the families. It's a great place for family reunions, family get-togethers, weddings. We do it all. 1-800-646-2252. 646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. There's nowhere that I could think of to have the same atmosphere and the same experience that you get at Rancho Leonero. We love families.
Who's going to be more successful? The guy with a state-of-the-art fish finder and the latest sonar technology? Or the guy who wastes time looking for fish the old-fashioned way? Smart fishermen know how to embrace technology. And no one understands technology better than your San Diego County Ford dealer. The new F-150 is the only truck available with Pro Trailer Backup Assist. The most advanced, most efficient way to back a trailer, ever. It's just one of many high-tech features you won't find on any other truck. Ford is also the only brand available with EcoBoost, a twin turbocharged engine that offers impressive fuel economy without sacrificing power. In other words, Ford trucks just flat out work smarter. So whether you're on the road or on the water, don't let technology pass you by. Come in now and get a clearance price on a new high-tech 2017 F-Series pickup. Visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. Ford, that's California smart. Learn more at buyfordnow.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. This is one of my favorite shows with one of my favorite people.
Oh, yeah. Our good buddy Corey Sandin, MC Swim Baits. Great way to start the new year. Happy New Year, Mr. Corey Sandin.
Happy New Year.
Nice to have you in the studio here with us. And what's going on at MC Swim Baits?
A lot going on. There always is.
Exactly.
I mean, anybody who knows me, I'm always progressively working forward and working on new things. And, yeah, keeping busy for sure. You know, in the lack of weather this winter.
Yeah.
So far, anyway.
Until this week.
Yeah, exactly. Until this week. But it's been very good inshore fishing. The guys going Clemente and the bay fishing. And even the lake fishing's been pretty decent, you know.
Yeah. So I know you like you kind of branched out at MC Swim Baits to do not only saltwater bass, which is kind of your forte, but you're doing big time in largemouth bass too now, right?
Well, you know, anybody who fishes both really knows that it's hand in hand, you know what I mean? I mean, whether it's a little 3-inch swim bait or a larger one, it's such a mirrored image with the calico fishing or spotted bay bass fishing. And you know, for all you can remember, the crossover techniques, you know, the quote unquote, you know, term crossover, you know, I mean, that's swim baits fall right in line with all of that very cleanly, you know.
Yeah, indeed. But the cool thing is now with Southern California bass fishing, that kelp's coming back.
I know. I love it. I love to see that.
Cool?
I do. That's truly my heart and passion. You can kind of hear me light up about it. Yeah. I mean, growing up doing that and all up and down our coast. I mean, Central Baja to Santa Barbara, you know. I mean, it's just a beautiful thing.
It is, and you for sure, and you're too humble to say it, but it's the truth. Like, you changed the way that most of us, you know, approach fishing the kelp for calico bass.
Well,
that weedless bait of yours, you know, starting with the slug and then progressing into the weedless, you know, and that style of fishing. I mean, not to say that it's the only one out there, but it certainly put it on the map. At least I know it sure did for me.
Yeah, I mean, I appreciate that, Ricky. I do. But the, you know, growing up and our main way of fishing calicos in the 80s and all was throwing a swim bait. Like, as you drifted through the kelp was potholing.
Sure.
And just flipping a 3/4 ounce lead head into the little potholes in front of you. And you couldn't throw too far because you'd get all hung up and it wasn't too friendly, you know. And you'd let it sink out, and sometimes 2-3 foot down, you get ripped, you know. It's just like flipping through the lilies or tules or whatever in freshwater. It's the same exact thing, right? And trying to devise a weedless, you know, quote-unquote weedless way of doing it, that's where the slug kind of came in. And, again, taking a freshwater technique and parlaying it right into the calico fishing. And then... As you all know, the slug thing was really a pain in the rear to rig and fish, and it took a lot of crazy techniques. And
there's still a lot of people like fishing the slug,
though.
Oh,
trust me. It's a funnest way to do it.
Oh, yeah.
But
still fishing the slug?
I love it. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Even freshwater, El Salto, you know, Picacho's thing. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. A lot of fun.
Cool.
Ling cod,
too? Yeah, absolutely. But back then, if you remember, the technique for fishing a slug was 80-pound braid to 80-pound leader, or 60, you know, 60-pound or 80-pound fluorocarbon. And guys used to flip their lid like, you're kidding me, like, what the heck's going on? But it really has become the norm.
Yeah.
It really has. And the slug thing was so hard to rig and the whole deal that trying to devise a way, and the first hook was the owner, you know, weighted swim bait hook.
Right.
And making a larger bait that would fit that, and it only had 3/8 of an ounce on it, but honestly, I think it's like 1/4 ounce. It's pretty light. And trying to get a swim bait that was easy to rig onto the screw lock and get it to swim and stay upright, I mean, it was really a challenge. And, boy, things have changed a lot in the last 10 years or so, you know, with all that going on.
The biggest thing I remember about the slug and fishing with you, and so much fun, such a visual way to fish, but getting that hook set was the hardest part about the slug.
Sure.
And it's not that way with the weedless bait. That's what's so cool.
And the weedless bait is so much more friendly all the way around.
Yeah.
The rigging, the way you fish it, and the hook, like you're saying, just getting hooked up is so much easier.
And bites. I mean, that thing, with, you know, when you were fishing a slug, you were going out knowing that you were fishing, at the time, probably the best bait to catch a trophy calico bass. But you're probably only going to get a bite from a fish that's 3 pounds or larger. You roll out fishing the weedless swim bait all day, you'll catch a fish that's 12 inches long. You know, I mean,
you will.
You're not sacrificing production and fun and bites and things like that. It takes, like, you're still trophy hunting, but it takes that trophy hunting mentality of, like, well, I'm only going to get 2 bites for the day, but they're going to be good ones. You take that out of it when you're fishing that weedless bait, because you'll get bites from sub-legal size fish, no problem, and catch them.
And here's the crazy thing, too, and I'm sorry, Pete, but a lot of guys think it's a warm water, you know, kind of deal. But let me explain to you, one of the most memorable bites was with Eric Bent, and we were fishing one of his tournaments up out of Marina Del Rey, and we were fishing Point Doom area, and you're 52 to 55 degree water, and we won the tournament with over 25 pounds.
What?
On the slug.
55 degree water.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Yeah, very cold.
Yeah.
I think the warmest we had was like 57 or something. It was really cold.
Wow.
Just shows you.
And that's why I'm laying that out. You know, it's not like a warm water. It just,
they're still up there feeding. They still have to eat.
Well, but you say that, okay, and that's number one. But number two is you're drawing such a reaction that they can't handle it.
Yeah.
You know, and so by giving it little pauses and doing things, not necessarily the right way, but giving them a chance to eat it and drawing their visual reaction and then giving them a chance, they can't handle it. It's seriously, it's they can't hold back.
So recently there's been so much bait in the coastal waters. I see it all
healthy,
the time.
Healthy.
It's super healthy. How does that play into fishing that weedless? I mean, is that what you're looking for?
I think what you're laying out with a lot of anchovy, sardine, you know, bait, that kind of bait fish around, just leads to the food chain of mackerel and everything else that feeds on it, and leads to. I mean, when you say that those are squid years too. You know, just to kind of lay it out there too. I mean, when you have those conditions and nutrients and water temperatures laid out, it's squid, it's everything else, and so it just leads, like you said, kelp's coming back beautifully. It all falls in line. Everything lines up, and it's healthy all the way around. You know, it really is.
What about let's talk about the Viejo, one of my favorite baits to fish. That is an incredible invention that you have.
Well, I mean, I appreciate that, but it's just a different style. You know, your standard swim baits are a thicker body, shorter, stubbier kind of a look with a larger tail, and it's more of a wrenching kind of kick. And I don't know if I'm laying it out there. It's just more of a harder thump and more of a wrenching kick, if you can kind of visualize that. Mm-hmm. And it really slows a bait down, which isn't bad for certain situations. It slows it down.
Forces you to slow down, right?
Well, it kind of does, but the Viejos actually takes it the other way. It's a longer, slender bait. You can use a lighter lead head. It still has a nice kick, but it's more of a sachet kind of, where the tail has a beautiful kick. It's more of a flickering kick, and it'll sink on the it'll sink a little bit faster, and it draws bites nicer too in cleaner water. So it's kind of
cleaner water.
Well, the dirtier the water, the more thump you want to have to draw their attention to get the reaction. And with the cleaner water, you don't necessarily want it to go so slow. You can kind of speed things up, and you don't have to worry about the hard wrenching kick to get that action going.
Well, I just know at Cedros, is the bait.
Yeah,
because that clean water down there, and they just, I mean, whether there's kelp or not down there, I mean, they eat that thing.
They do, and they like it. The you know, a lot with the 5 and the 7 inch Viejos is they hold up really well. When I was making that, it was actually Roger at Savon that kind of talked me into the 5-inch, so you kind of understand the whole thing. But I made the 7-inch, and Roger was like, dude, you got to make a 5-inch. And it was just like, all right. You know? And,
cool.
You know, because I do all the shaping and designing, the molding, I do all that myself. None of it's outsourced, not one part of it.
Not even one person of your massive team
massive
does that.
Team, right?
That's the other thing we should note. Corey
is the massive
team. Every single bait that you buy in the tackle store.
None of it, I'm telling you. Not one flake of glitter is outsourced. And it's...
I don't know how you do it.
I don't either.
It's a lot of work, seriously. And you know, the whole basis of the business, I mean, obviously, it's a business, right? Yeah, right. But my whole motto is, what would I want as a customer? You know, really, what would I want to see? And, yeah, I mean, I could have taken it to another level many, many times, but... Is that next level really in my heart and passion really what I want to put out on the table for a customer, you know? Is that what I would want to see as a customer?
Yeah.
Probably not, you know what I mean? And that, could I have made a lot more money over the years? Probably.
Yeah.
Probably, but.
But the quality control.
You know, and it's just, it's where my heart is, really.
Yeah,
you
for
know?
Sure.
It really is.
Yeah.
And it shows. It's why they're the best ones. There's no overpours. There's no weird bleeding of things. There's just no nothing. There's just. Always perfect. I mean, always perfect.
And dealing with shops like yours, Rick, and Fisherman's Landing, and Savon, like I mentioned, and Longfin, and all these other shops I'm in, they're all family to me, seriously.
Totally.
And being able to work with them and create colors and kind of branch off at different times, and maybe I made some funky colors in the 3-inch that are killing it in the bay, you know, and I apologize to some. You might not see that one again. And more than likely you will if it's a good one and selling good. But I love creating and doing things and working off the cuff and working with Ricky and Doug and the boys down at Fisherman's. And that kind of situation allows me to be creative.
That's
you know
cool.
what I mean?
Well, the other cool thing, too, is when you're at the various shows, whether it be Tackle Day, Fred Hall Long Beach, Fred Hall Del Mar, you're teaching people. how to use the baits, too.
Exactly.
I see you. I watch you.
Yeah, right. Totally.
The amount of time you spend with people teaching them how to set up the baits and stuff like that. It's
anybody who knows me, I mean, that's kind of my heart and love in the whole game. You know what I mean? And a business, yes, but relationships, number one,
yeah,
you know?
For sure.
That's awesome.
Well, yeah. As you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. Corey Sandin, a wealth of knowledge about all kinds of fishing, not just calico bass or largemouth bass, all kinds of stuff. He's been around.
Yeah, no
for
kidding.
For sure. And what a couple of great prizes.
You are not kidding. And so much fun having Corey in here and all bases covered. Like you said, I mean, some of my favorite things that we've talked about over the years on Let's Talk Hookup is guys fishing halibut in the surf. And, like, there's so much more to MC Swim Baits and putting on a lead head and catching a sand bass. You know, I mean, it's just, it covers all things of fish swimming. And we're going to be talking about it today, having a great time. And man, do we have a couple of prizes, as Pete had mentioned. If you want to get through, if you want to get through on the show this morning, there's two ways you can do that. First is with our local line, which is 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. That's our local number. Or you can try us toll-free. That toll-free number is 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. Not only are we going to be answering all your questions and talking fish today, Corey is giving away two killer prizes for two lucky callers at the end of the show today. Each are going to win a $100 value pack of MC Swim Baits, just all things MC Swim Baits, clothing and gear and all things MC. So a very, very cool set of prizes. Two lucky callers are each going to win those $100 MC packs at the end of the show today. Again, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great information coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Buying a boat is a big decision, and you don't want to make a costly mistake with the wrong one. This is Pete Giacalone for Kussler Yachts. I've been in the fishing business my whole life. In fact, there are probably many of you out there that have fished with me. Well, now I've taken my boating knowledge and joined the team at Kussler Yachts. Mike Kussler and the rest of our team are true professionals when it comes to finding you the right boat. Just ask Pete Gray. I helped him make the right decision on his new boat after an extensive search, and we can help you find the boat of your dreams. We specialize in sport fishing boats and are the exclusive dealer for Regulator Marine, the finest center consoles on the market. At Kussler Yachts, we know fishing and we know boats, inside and out. We can save you thousands of dollars and get you into the right fishing boat for your needs and budget. Kussler Yachts is located on the waterfront at the beautiful Kona Kai Resort, and you can check us out on our website at KusslerYachts.com. That's KusslerYachts.com. Or give us a call at 1-866-607-5471. Ask for Pete and let me know you heard about it on Let's Talk Hookup.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next-generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer Resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest. When bad weather and rough seas send other boats back to the dock, Seakeeper allows you to fish longer and fish harder, even in the roughest conditions. Don't believe it? Just ask those that have put them on their boat, like Captain Pete Grosbeck and other professionals.
Fishing in the trough with Sea Keeper basically eliminates the trough. Sea Keeper's newest offering, the Sea Keeper 3, is optimized to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on boats between 30 and 39 feet. Even better, this gyro is so small it can fit inside a customized leaning post and operate on your current battery system, making installation fast and easy. Watch for new product coming soon. The Sea Keeper for boats. Think about it. Eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on your boat. That is amazing. To learn more about how Sea Keeper can change your life on the water and to schedule your free demo, go to seakeeper.com. Take a ride. Be amazed. Sea Keeper.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
You want to get through? Here's your chance. Get a chance to talk to Corey Sannon, MC Swimbaits. Get a chance to win one of two $100 custom Corey Sannon packs loaded with all kinds of probably weedless baits and viejos and all kinds of
stuff. Yeah, maybe some of those new 4-inch swimmers. People are stoked on those, you know.
Tell us about the 4-inch swimmer.
Well, the swimmers are kind of anatomically correct, you know, with the fins and just a basic, you know, little bulging eyeball on there. And But it's got the anal fin. It's got the pec fins. And they're made to rig on a weighted swim bait hook, weedless style. And very affordable. I mean, a 6-inch bait is just over $3, and the 4-inch I think are like $1 a piece. And
fresh and salt water?
Totally. Yeah. Completely. Yep.
With the guys, which is something similar in a trout style bait would be $40.
Well,
right?
I mean, it would be from the price I laid out to $40. Yeah. So it's just trying to again make something that's totally affordable, a totally cool pour, neat colors. At a way extremely affordable price.
That's what's so cool about what you do, too. That world that Corey competes in such a high level, everybody wants MC's baits because they're cleaner and the pores are perfect and all these things, but we can afford to fish with them. I mean, he really does. He makes baits that are better than most of the people out there that are charging, I mean, not double, but sometimes triple and more, and they really are. They're better. They're better operating. I mean, they're better looking. They're poured, you know, in the United States. They're poured here. You know, they're poured in Corey's place.
But what you don't realize too is like even in a swimmer, that shape is like the 4-inch fits I think it's a 3-0 Kamikatsu. Yeah, it is a 3-0 Kamikatsu, and it fits like a glove. And the 5-inch fits a 7-0, you know, 7-0. And it's just they're made to fit that hook like a glove, and the fins kind of create stabilizers, too. So it kind of it keeps everything in line, and everything's in a place for a reason. It's not just put there to look cute or, you know what I mean?
Sure.
That's right.
Yeah,
look
it cool. Works.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, exactly.
For sure. Well, let's go ahead and jump into those phones. 858-457-1090 open right now.
You got it. Why don't we start it off this morning with Dan, who's calling us from San Diego. Good morning, Dan. Thanks for getting us started here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys, and Happy New Year to you. Corey, I got a question for you. I haven't been doing much surf fishing lately, but I'm thinking of targeting some halibut, and I was wondering if you could give me a recommendation here in San Diego, surf fishing for halibut, a head color, hook size, and I love MC swim baits, by the way, and an MC swim bait tail.
Yeah, that's cool, Dan. That's awesome. I think color choice is going to be one of your primary things outside of the style of bait, but the colors you want to look at, Dan, or there are those times where it's super clean and sunny, okay? That super clean water, the blue grunion or a smelty color, you cannot go wrong with, I promise you. Just look at a blue grunion, I'm telling you, and it's the perfect color. The more stained the water, the more overcast, you want to go to the more solid colors, you know, maybe some of the black back, the anchovy-type colors, you know, just so they can get the silhouette. And pick it up. One of the funnest ways of doing it, and I talk about it often, is the drop shotting in the surf. And it is one of the funnest ways. Drop shotting. And so, like Fishman's Landing carries them, only a few shops carry the drop shot baits. And it's a slug style. You can use a slug. You can totally do with a slug. But I made the drop shot bait to actually do, Dan,
exactly that.
Exactly what you're talking about. I made it for halibut fishing. And use a 1-ounce torpedo. I'll lay out the rig. Use a 1-ounce torpedo. It's much heavier than what you think. But the only reason you're using that sinker is for an anchor. Okay, it's not meant to work the lure. You're not doing anything with it. It's just an anchor.
On the bottom.
On the bottom. It's your anchor in the surf. So I use at least a 2 foot leader, minimal. Okay, up to over 2 foot. And the reason it's so long is lay that angle out like you would have it in the surf. Lay that angle out, and you're only going to be 6 inches off the sand. Okay, lay out what I'm thinking. And allow a little bit of slack. And when you have an incoming surge, the bait is going to turn and point head into the current and actually swim. The more slack you give it, if you give it a foot of slack, then that outgoing surge is going to pull it out another foot, and it's going to swim against the current. And it's going to stay in that same area because of your anchor, and stay in that same area and swim back and forth and totally tease them. So if you know where to fish, like in the trough, okay?
Identify the hole.
If you can identify the hole, or more beautiful than that is the edge of surf grass, the edge of rock. And if you can identify that and keep that lure in that strict 2 foot zone, you're going to draw a lot of bites, I'm telling you. And there's areas
they
where...
They can't take it. They just see it, and they got to eat it.
But it goes back and forth. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It literally goes...
Surge in the,
because of the surge. It'll go back and forth over their head and totally tease them. That's why the one-ounce sinker. And a torpedo is going to stay weedless.
Oh.
So any surf grass... And the way you have your rig rigged, the drop shot's on a 5-aught extra wide gap hook. It's totally weedless. Everything stays weedless.
Do you tie like you would tie a freshwater bass? Were you tying like a palomar, or do you do the knots different?
I'm glad you brought that up. Completely different. So you're using an EWG hook, for example, the Gamagatsu 5-aught. The eye is in line.
EWG is?
Extra wide gap.
Upper wide gap.
Their swim bait hook. Right. So the eye of the hook is up and down, vertical. Make sure you do not tie a palomar and use your sinker tagline for your sinker, because it'll stay fine and dandy until you hook a legal halibut. Yeah, and then it breaks off. Trust me, I did it enough. So tie your knot separately, your main line separate to the hook, and then your sinker line separately underneath that.
So you just have two knots on the hook, one of the sinker, one of the main line, and now you got two very strong knots that you can trust
that you can work with. Now, if you don't use the vertical eye in line up and down, every time you come tight, your lure is going to turn on its side. And if you don't understand, you will when you see it, you know?
That drop shot bait is very unique, too. It's very unlike the traditional MC swim baits, where it's got a big body up front for you to hold the hook, but then it comes back to this real nice, skinny, flat tail. And there's so much movement, you know, because it's different from a normal swim bait where you're imparting the movement of the bait by you moving the lure back to you. This is designed for the water to move it, so it's real skinny. So that surge lets that real thin plastic tail swim on its own, you know, real easy. It's a really unique-looking bait, but they're really cool.
It's a cool way of doing it. I mean, you could fish that, too, on a little ball head or a little quarter-ounce head or that kind of thing, and it'll work just fine like slug fishing, you know?
Yeah. And Fisherman's Atlantic Tackle carries it. Who else?
They do. There's a couple shops in L.A. area. Okay. I think Longfin or Savon has them. Okay. Maybe Fisherman's Hardware in Huntington Beach, maybe. But I do try to carry them at the shows because people, there's a handful of select guys that'll come by 30 or 40 of them because they know I'll have them.
And you'll teach them to rig it, too.
Well, that's just like we described here.
Can you fish it from a boat?
You can, absolutely.
Surf?
That's the fun part. Yeah. And like San Diego Bay with all the, imagine the sand channels in the eelgrass where you can visually see it.
And there are a lot of halibut lanes.
But here's the crazy thing. Like you'll fish a swim bait through there or a jerk bait or anything else, and you'll draw a bite or a flash of one or something. But when that drop shot bait stays in their zone, you'll draw five times the amount of bites. Like, no joke, I'm telling you.
Might be a good thing to fish, like, in gear, in the rod holder, while you're fishing something else, making a drift, too.
You
that
could.
Thing just, you know,
you
motion of the boat and wake and all that other stuff in the bay, that thing just dragging, doing its own thing down there. Because it is a very weedless bait. It would come through the bottom on its own pretty darn good.
Yeah, no, you totally could, for sure.
You can catch some big halibut in the bay.
And weedless through the eelgrass. I mean, that's the cool
big
part,
deal.
Really. Yeah, yep.
All right. I hope that's an education right there, Dan. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Scott Sherman, Snap Insurance. What's up, Scott?
Oh, just listening to another good show. Anytime Corey's on, I got to tune in and find out what's going on, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, got a quick question for Corey. I know he does a lot of varieties of swim baits. I mean, do you have certain types of heads you like to use for the different types of baits, and what would those be?
Well, you know, for the standard 3 to 5-inch, 6-inch baits, Scott, the like the Viejo style, I mean, all that. I try to pick a lead head. You know, like, Scott, I mean, you're kind of the same age as I am. Growing up, we had all the triangular heads and the eye to hook back. And, you know, for crying out loud, I mean, that's kind of old school. They still work. They'll do totally well. But I try to choose the ones that have the eye to hook all the way forward, okay? So whether it's one of Efren's heads or a boxer head, I'm trying to think of what other ones have that. But a lot of them do have the eye to hook all the way forward. And the only thing I try to do is stay away from the weed guards. And I know in your mind, Scott, the weed guard is, you know, kind of the whole thing of the weedless factor. But it really isn't. And I would say it plays maybe a 30 to 40% role in the weedless factor. The other the 60 to 70% is the eye to hook all the way forward. That's the weedless part. And when gotcha. when you have that weed guard, it'll actually create drag from the front of the lure, and it'll impede the action. And you'll totally see what I'm talking about, you know.
So you still like that warbait because it's got the proper hook tie and a really good hook, but you'll sometimes yank the weed guard right out of it.
Not sometimes.
Yeah, I know.
Utilizing
it because they're good colors and really good hooks and right position and right shape, but that weed guard's coming out on Corey's lure.
It is, because you'll see what I'm talking about, Scott, or anybody listening. When you look at your lure coming through the water, and sometimes it doesn't make a difference. It really doesn't. But if you're trying to create a slow presentation and you're, you know, maybe using a 3/4 ounce head on a 5-inch bait and you're trying to get all the action you can, I promise you the weed guard is impeding your action, you know?
Yeah, I kind of went away from the weed guards a little while ago, started going with, like, you know, the sled heads and some of those type things.
That's exactly it. See, the sled head is a very similar style. I mean, that's right on target. It is.
It might be hard for you to visualize, but I guarantee if you went to your box and looked, I mean, a triangle lead head, where you tie your line on that lead head, you know, the hook tie, it's about halfway down the head. It's in the middle of it, almost to the back. And on a warhead or a box or anything like that, where you tie your line is at the very tip of the lead head. And you wouldn't think twice about it sitting in a package, but the position that it makes your bait come through the water with the head up above, it rides above whatever it would bump into, where the triangle head, it kind of pulls it down and into it. And it does. It makes a world of difference. Harder to think about, but if you went to your tackle box right now and picked the two of them up, you'd see exactly
what
you're
totally
saying.
Get it. You would understand. And if you're worried about price, I mean, the boxer heads, they're about the same price as a pack of warheads,
totally.
Except you're getting half as much more. You're getting 3 or 4 heads instead of 2.
And all of those heads that are maybe slightly premium like that, that have good hooks and good paint, but, you know, they're more expensive than a triangle head. But if they're weedless and they're coming through the structure and you're fishing a piece of heavy fluorocarbon like Corey talks about, you're going to lose them so much less often that in the long run you will save money buying a more premium lead head with appropriate hook tie. There's no doubt. You'll lose them way less.
Yeah, and how much leader are you putting on? How much fluorocarbon?
Well, when I'm using Spectra, which is almost all the time, I'll use a very short piece of like 2 foot of line.
2 feet, that's it.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, so it's generally pretty heavy. And you know, I'll throw one more out there, Scott, for you. A really weird combination. I don't know why it works. I'm always about matching things up and making, you know, the brown lead head look killer on a brown or gold bait. But if you take a blue grunion color style lure, blue grunion being a smelty kind of key lime-ish even, and match it with a bright yellow head, I do not know why, but it drives them nuts. It works very, very
bright
well.
Bright yellow.
A chartreuse head or bright yellow?
Chartreuse has always been my kind of go-to color with a lot of those things. It just, I don't know what it is about the chartreuse, either they see it or something, but it seems to show up and get good a little bit more.
It does, and it's a complete contrast. It doesn't match at all, but it gets bit very, and usually in clean water where they can see it the best.
Oh, okay.
So it's really a strange combo.
All right, you better get out there, Sherm.
I wish, buddy. I haven't been on the water since before the Parade of Lights. This is just too much work going on right now. It's driving me nuts.
Get those lights off the boat and go fishing.
Yeah, right?
The worst part is the award ceremony for the Parade of Lights is the same night as the State of the City address, so I got to decide which one to go to.
Oh, did you win an award?
I don't know, but seems like we've been getting a lot of really positive comments from our entry, so we'll have to wait and see. It'd be nice to be there if we did.
All right, well, let us know. All right.
Good luck, buddy.
Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. That does me up. 858-457-1090. Open right now. You want to get through. Also, a line open at 877-792-1090.
All right. And how about next we talk to Jamie. He called us from Santee this morning. What's up, Jamie? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for taking the call this morning.
Thanks for joining us.
Well, hey, listen, I often take some of the kids from the baseball teams out here in the East County, whether they beat us or not. They're always welcome on the boat. But my question for Corey is, hey, what's a good setup, rod, line, and conventional to spinning if I'm going to take, say, a 12- or 14-year-old young man on the boat with me? Match it up with one of your swim baits.
Yeah, yeah, no problem, Jamie, at all. Are you talking like bay fishing, Mission Bay, San Diego Bay?
San Diego Bay and right out in front of the, you know, the little structure out there by Zuniga. So somewhere out there in that area to get some of the sand bass and the calicos and often halibut.
Yeah, I mean, that's perfect. I would say like a 7-foot medium action rod and there's so many reels now. I mean, in that $150 to $200 range. I mean, you could probably choose your own in that, Jamie. But
200 to 300 size reel.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and if you rig up with like 30 to 50 pound Spectra, I mean, you can take that anywhere in the world and do anything you want, really, and shore wise, and have fun with a 30 to 50 pound Spectra. And then you can change up your leaders with whatever you're going to do, you know, 15 to 25 pound leaders. And so tough to go wrong in the bays with a 3-inch bait, you know, a 3 to 5 inch, you know, just depending on if you're talking young men, like, you know, young boys like that just want to catch fish and you just want to keep them active, you know, a 3-inch bait is probably going to be your most.
Get a lot of bites.
I think so. Yeah.
Bodies.
San Diego Bay. I mean, there's not uncommon to have 100 fish day,
sure.
You know,
that's cool.
And the variety too. We're so fortunate, Jamie, to live where we do and have San Diego Bay. I mean, everything from bonito and barracuda and bonefish and shortfin corvina.
Yeah. And Mission Bay, too.
Mission Bay, too, absolutely. I mean, you can have a lot of fun. But I think fish-wise, number-wise, I think you'll probably double your number in the back of San Diego Bay.
Uh-huh.
But maybe half the size. You follow me? So you have to kind of weigh out.
Yeah, sure.
And a lot of halibut, too. I didn't mention that one,
Just out of curiosity, does your, you know, rig that you were talking about with Jamie that you'd be fishing in the bay and stuff like that, is that different from the rig that you'd be fishing in La Jolla and Point Loma when you're calico bass fishing?
It really isn't. You know, it's all very similar, Ricky, but it's just upgrading your line and you know, maybe from a low to medium action to a faster. You know, I mean, it all just beefs up a little bit. It's the same exact setups, though. It really is.
One of those things where you know, when you're getting started and you're adding to your quiver, you'd use the exact same rod because it would still work, but as you're adding tackle and things like that, maybe you'd get a little faster rod or a little bigger reel or that kind
of stuff. Yeah, maybe a 300-size reel instead of the 200. And for the calico stuff, it's 65-pound braid and, like I said, a 60-pound leader, right?
Yeah.
But you're not using anything more than a 7-foot rod and a 300-size reel, Jamie. So, Jamie, it's just all kind of, it all fits in the same group. It's a very narrow window kind of action. It really is.
For sure. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls. We're going to check in with the catch report, find out what's biting up and down the beach. Lots of great info. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Tell them I'm sick. Got some serious business.
This is Rick Jensen with Sport Fishing Financial. I think most of you get that I'm a fisherman and work with the fishing community, but to understand exactly what Sport Fishing Financial does, ask yourself these four questions. First, do you really know how much money you'll need in order to retire comfortably? Next, do you know how much you'll have to save on a regular basis to reach that number? Do you have a process that includes a proven investment strategy and confidence that the money you save will grow? Last, do you have a plan for how to turn your savings into retirement income? If you don't have good answers to these questions, you're not alone. But you should, and I can make sure you do. In addition, if you own a business and currently provide or are planning on providing a retirement savings plan for yourself or your employees, we should really talk. We offer an outstanding variety of creative solutions that are sure to meet your needs.
Some of our listeners may feel overwhelmed. Others may believe they are already doing the best they can. In either case, I bet Rick can help. Set a time to meet with him and start planning for your personal or business investment success. Find Rick on the web at sportfishingfinancial.com. or give them a call at 949-481-1807.
Alaska is one of the ultimate fishing destinations in the world. This is Rock Cod Rick, and every year the one trip I look forward to is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. My dad and I have been going for over 15 years, and I just can't wait to go again. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, the finest fishing charter captains in all of Sitka, and the ultimate value. Sure, I've been to others, but time and time again, nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. You can catch huge halibut like the ones we do almost every year, and salmon, well, Sitka is famous for some of the best runs in Alaska. We also get plenty of rockfish and huge lingcod. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. And listen to this, it's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except the tips. It's truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Come and join me on the Let's Talk Hookup trip in June, or just go when you can. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6133. Or check kingfishercharters.com.
Time to talk about great equipment from Shimano. And you know, Shimano certainly makes some of the best fresh and saltwater bass fishing equipment. Let's talk about the perfect rig for calico bass fishing, Corey Sandin.
Well, those new Tranks with the cranking power, yeah. By far, I mean, that's, why would you look any further, you know?
Yeah. 400 for the weedless,
80 pound braid, and the cranking power behind them when you hook a fish, it just,
yeah,
with the follow through, it's very important.
Absolutely. It match it with like one of those inshore Terramar rods, right, Rick?
Yeah, Terramar, Terez, you know, like an 80 medium heavy, 80 heavy, something in that area there. Another nice thing about Tranks is that variable braking system they have, is that reel is so user-friendly, whether it's in the hands of a guy like Corey that fishes every day, or the hands of somebody that you're taking for the first time. You can dial the braking system in, and somebody with, you know, no background of casting that reel, by the end of the day, casts like a pro.
Absolutely. And the cool thing is if you have a couple of them and you're taking a friend fishing that isn't as experienced on a regular casting reel, you can easily open that side in seconds, dial it in for them, yep, perfectly, and they're not going to backlash.
Flip a switch, and they're not going to backlash and have a tough time for their day.
Check it out. Tranks, Terramar, Terez at your local Shimano dealer.
Sport fishing, not just for dad anymore. At Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, kids fish free every Sunday. Free half-day fishing trip and clinic free for kids 12 and under every Sunday at Dana Wharf. Join the Dana Wharf Kids Club and get over $100 of really cool stuff like two free fishing trips, a free whale watch trip, and more. Dana Wharf, everyone's favorite since 1971. Click DanaWharf.com or visit them in the Dana Point Harbor, the bass capital of the West, and only minutes from the 5 Freeway in Orange County. DanaWharf.com, where kids fish free.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Been a busy morning already. If you want to get through, best shot, 858-457-1090. That's the local number, or toll free at 877-792-1090.
All right, let's find out what's biting out there.
You got it, man. It's time for the catch report today. Focus your offshore fishings in the best areas by using Terrafin charts, temperature, chlorophyll, and more. Terrafin is the professional's choice for dependability and for accuracy. And now with Terrafin Mobile, you can download the latest charts on your iPad, your iPhone, or your Android device. Check out Terrafin.com for more information. Let's start off our catch report of a Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. Talk to the man, Captain Brian Woolley, is on the line right now. What's up, Woolley?
What's up, guys? Good morning, Pete, Rick. Good morning, Corey. Good stuff this morning, man.
Yeah. Thanks,
Happy
Woolley.
New Year.
Thanks, guys. Man, we had a fun week, and, man, a great way to kick off the new year up here for us, for sure. Dude, to kind of just jump into things here, our three-quarter-day trips this week, we've been focusing on the sculpin, and it's been about as good as you can want it to be. You know, no disappointment there for us. It's been some great fishing for these guys. It's been very consistent, and going home with your five fish has been the norm here. But I tell you guys, this just isn't because Corey's on the show today. I'm going to tell you, the hot ticket for these sculpin has been the swim bait on a dropper loop. In fact, that 5-inch Viejo's bait, anything with the red in it, has been killer on these sculpin. So come prepared with some good swim bait and some 8-ounce sinkers, man. It's been the moneymaker setup for sure.
Wait a minute. On a dropper loop, give us the rig.
Okay, so you just tie a regular dropper loop, like a little 4-inch loop, thread your lead-headed Viejo's bait onto the loop and your 8-ounce sinker on the long end of the dropper loop. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Straight down, boom. Easy bites on those sculpin.
No kidding.
Wow. So sinker up above the lead head?
Below.
No, lead head above the sinker.
Lead head above the sinker. Okay, gotcha.
Yep. Just all like right. You fish a regular dropper loop with a hook, you just, instead of the hook, you put your swim bait on there, and it's been working out real good for us.
Wow. Okay, yep. Good tip.
Been working good. Anything with the red, that's been the key. Those Viejo baits, they fish perfect on the bottom like that. So, also, our halibut fishing up here, it's been really, really good. The Clemente was out on Friday, and they had 14 fish on their Derby drift trip, which is the best tour we've had on any Derby trip. So, yeah, mixed size on that stuff, 5 to 15-pound range. The reverse dropper loop there has been the setup for sure of choice. And as you can imagine, with that many fish being caught, our Derby leaderboard is packed full of names. So fish are getting bumped off now as bigger ones are being caught. But that's sitting still top of the leaderboard there, that 36-pounder that they caught last week. Oh. So that one might be a hard one to bump off that board there, but certainly plenty of time left to see how that plays out. And then the half-inch fishing here, some quality sand bass and, of course, the sculpin, you know. Again, real good sculpin fishing on the half days. Come prepared on these half day trips. We're telling guys, come with your heavy sinker setups and an assortment of egg sinkers, because it's kind of been a day to day decision on where the fishing is going to be on that half day based on the best opportunities. So, all in all, man, it was a good first week of 2018. We hope to keep it rolling this week. So, good fishing. You guys want to hop on a trip? Call us at the landing here, 949-496-5794. And then, of course, check us out on the web at danawarf.com. And, guys, use that Less Talk Hookup discount code right there on the Dana Wharf ads right there on the front of the Less Talk Hookup main webpage there. Click that banner ad. It'll give you a discount code, and you can save 25% on one of these half and three-quarter day trips.
You bet. Actually, that banner ad is down right now. Actually, Donna is putting up a new ad and a new deal. So watch for that coming up very, very soon. She said she'd have that to me this week, so... New
Perfect.
Offer from Dana Wharf Sport Fishing coming soon.
You know, and I'll say the same thing too, Willie. We mentioned it last week, but man, I swear it seems like every year halibut derby seems to be. Don't get me wrong, that fish that's on the leaderboard right now is going to be a very tough one to beat. But it feels like every year that same scenario has played out where there's a fish where we think, okay, well, nobody's going to beat that one. It's, you know, insert whenever it's 25 pounds, it's 30 pounds, whatever it is. And yet somebody always seems to dethrone the one that you're just certain is going to make it. So I feel
no
like
doubt.
That thing's coming down.
No doubt. You know, you're probably right. And I'm telling you, man, with the amount of fish that's being caught out front right now, that halibut is, you probably hit the nail on the head, man.
Yeah.
So, yeah, don't get comfortable and complacent, because that thing could definitely get bumped down to second place.
And I just can't believe that. 14 fish on the last trip. That's great fishing.
Pretty good fishing. Those are the legals.
Yeah, so exactly. It's not counting short serves. That's
sure.
Cool. Well, nice job, Willie. Again, appreciate a great report as always, and we'll certainly look forward to hearing another one here next week.
Sounds good, guys. Thanks. We'll talk to you later.
Thanks, Brian.
All right. Hey, let's continue with our catch report. Hit the surf. We're talking surf fishing already this morning. Let's talk to the surf guru, Gundy Gunderson's on the line. What's up, Gundy?
Hey, how's it going, guys? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Did you hear Corey's hot tip on the halibut and the surf?
No, I missed it.
Just drop shot in the surf, Gundy, and
the slug.
And keeping a weedless, you know?
Yep. Yeah, I got to talk to you about some of those slugs. I'm running low.
Obviously, it's one of Gundy's secret weapons there.
the drop shot on the halibut is a... especially with those slugs like that. It's just, especially this time of year when the water's cool, the fish are a little, you know, a little more lethargic, and they really go for those slow-moving baits. It can be very deadly. So, good to hear from you, Corey. I got a good report here. Right off the bat in the new year, starting up in Santa Barbara there, we'll start with hook, line, and sinker. The perch bite is really getting legs now. Lots of cool water. Real clean, clean water too, good conditions. Galita, Gaviota was really good up there, hook, line, and sinker reported. Bloody colored, those gulp sandworms have been one of the hot tickets up there, fish to a pound and a half. And then like we were saying, still plenty of legal halibut around, graveyards, the harbor spit at the mouth of the harbor. And that's, on the beaches, the guys use those hard jerkbaits, but like what Corey's talking about, those little slugs in the harbor are just deadly, and those guys have that harbor spit that's really been producing. Wiley's reported some big perch taken off Oxnard Ventura. A few of the shop regulars went prospecting last week. and they stuck a 2-pound 6-ounce, 2-pound 4-ounce, 2-pound 2-ounce were the three big perch. So that's a good sign. I think we got some of those spawners on the move here. The fresh frozen shrimp was the ticket for those guys, and then the small flash minnows were also working. Just Fishing reported several spots of striped bass taken along South Bay beaches. A shop regular reported a fish a day for four straight days, which is pretty good on the stripers. Some schools were 4 to 6 pounds, but a few of the schools were big fish, 12 to 15 pounds. A couple guys had fish 12 and a half, 13 in there, and those guys are using spoons and then the jerk baits. I like the spoons for covering water because the fish are with the bait there, so that's kind of key. Big fish reported good perch action off Bolsa Chica Surfside, 2-inch camo, sandworms working. The best halibut continues for those guys along Shoreline Drive, Cherry Beach, smelt and anchovy pattern, flukes and soft jerk baits, just like we were talking about. It's been the ticket there. Hogan's reported strands and Salt Creek, the best perch beach there. Carolina Rig, root beer, Motorola grubs is tops, and Doheny there getting a few halibut and stuff. But very good signs there. That perch bite looks like it's really shaping up. Still a few halibut on the beach. I mean, listening to Woolley's report with all those halibut out in deeper water, that's mostly the case. But still, you can pick your way around, and there's always a few flatfish in the shallows. So, not a bad start to the year.
Yeah, hey, check out this week's edition of Western Off the News. Front page article written by Gundy about trout fishing in the Colorado River. How about that, huh?
Yeah, the return of the trout. You know, the Colorado River is known for striped bass or whatever, but it has a legacy of rainbow trout in there. In fact, most people probably wouldn't know this fact, but the largest rainbow trout caught in the Colorado River system was up at Lake Mojave, 21-pound, 11-ounce fish. Now, that was pre-striper, you know. In the early 60s, they put the stripers in, and the trout don't grow to that size, but my personal best is 7-pound 6-ounce taken there under the Davis Dam. So there's some real quality fish, and it's kind of an interesting article. Nice to see the hatchery back in action, and it really, really helps the anglers when we boost our fisheries like that.
Good article there, Western Out There News front page. Check it out, Gundy Gunderson, Surf Guru. Happy New Year. Look forward to talking to you next Sunday.
Sounds good. Hey, Corey, I'll give you a call, okay?
Yeah, anytime, Gundy. Thank you. All right. See you,
Gundy.
Gundy.
All right. Well, that's going to wrap up our catch report today. Again, sponsored by SurfFishTackle.com, where you'll find all the gear you need to catch fish at the beach. That's SurfFishTackle.com.
All right. You want to get through, have a chance to talk to Corey, have a chance to win one of two $100 gift packs from Corey, loaded with swim baits and all kinds of stuff. 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090.
All right, let's jump back into the phones and talk to Bruce. He's calling us from Lemon Grove this morning. Hi, Bruce. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning. Great show, as usual.
Thank you.
Thanks, Bruce.
Just want to thank Corey for being so approachable when he's out there and at the seminars and at the day at the docks and that type of stuff. I think I learned more from eavesdropping on his conversations with other people. Yeah. The only question I had really was, when we're long lining, what type of is it the warhead that we want to use, or what should we use there?
Are you talking about long lining, like in the bay?
Yes, sir.
You know,
explain the technique first, and then, yeah.
Yeah, it's a really interesting deal. Number one, I'll start off with, it was devised by Gary Brown, who, am I right,
Rick? I'm sure, as far as I know, yeah.
The original swim bait guy.
Which... understand this, Bruce, started Fish Trap Lures, okay?
Wow.
We're going way back to Gary Brown, okay? A very nice local gentleman. I live probably 4 miles from the guy currently. Super nice guy, invented it and sold it, as we all know. He devised this technique of fishing the bay that Eddie and Dennis use and Rick and that everybody uses today, fishing the bay. And it's a very odd, not odd technique. I mean, it's not one I like to use. I'm kind of a one rod in the hand and making a reaction bite happen. The style you're talking about, Bruce, is laying out all the line you can. And
covering the highest percentage of water for sand bass in the bay is at like first 10 foot of water from the bottom up. Okay, so you're in 40 foot of water. You want to cover that 30 to 40 foot. And by laying out all your line, it lays out your line on the bottom, and you're coming up at such an angle that you're covering that 10 foot of water most efficiently. So they'll use up to five rods apiece, Bruce. And the reason being is it takes that long to let your line out. If you're drifting faster, you're only going to use three, if you can follow me. And you do want to use monofilament with this, because a monofilament is heavier and lays down at the bottom in a bow, in an arcing angle downward. So now you're covering almost parallel to the bottom instead of spectra. Spectra is going to be more of a direct angle. And it's just a deadly technique. And a warhead style, yeah, you can do it, but I will tell you this, you're going to lose a lot of lead heads, a lot. And
because you're going to get snags, because you're covering so much water.
When your line is laying on the bottom, so it's just more apt, you know, if you could have the perfect angle with a weed guard and the upturned lead head, but if your line, which is now laying on the bottom, you know, 100 yards from your lure, is in between two cracks of a rock, there's no weed guard is going to help your line from being hung up on coral, clam, rock, you know, insert whatever snagger.
I would say in this technique, Bruce, you're probably better off buying the least expensive lead heads you can, the triangular, you know, a third of the price of the designer heads, and because you're going to lose. You might not lose one for one trip, but the next trip you're going to lose 5 to 10 easily. Yep. So,
but it's effective.
It's very effective. It's efficient.
And it's a way to get a big one.
Well, it's the way to get numbers, and it's the way to get a big one. It is. It's a deadly technique. It is.
When Doug and I fish the Bay Bass Tournament, we each buy like a bulk bag of. I mean, Corey nailed it on the head. I really like those, you know, Warbait bitchin' lead heads fishing calico bass. Their hooks and their paint job and everything about them is cool. They look cool. You have more confidence fishing that thing. When we're fishing the Bay Bass Tournament, I buy a $25 bulk bag of 1 ounce triangle lead head. You know, still a good hook because you want to have a good hook and you're. It is a very lame technique for everything except how effective it is. You know what I mean? You're not.
And 1 ounce is the key.
Three quarters to
so
an ounce and a half.
Not anything heavier than ounce and a half too, huh?
I mean, just you know, like anything, depends on current and condition and all those things. 1 ounce is what I use most often, but you don't get a vicious bite. You don't get a vicious hook set. You don't have the it's
just you slowly come tight.
Yeah, it's like pulling a wet rag off the bottom. None of it is exciting except in its effectiveness, and that's the thing. When you're fishing a tournament, you know you're more concerned with or whatever. You know, I mean, it's just a very
fish.
Very effective way to catch it.
Here's another level to it too, Rick. Is yeah, you want to use a 5-inch bait. You want to use a 4-inch to get that bite. But keep in mind, Bruce, and anybody listening, the bigger the bait, the better. A 6 or 7-inch bait.
If you want a big fish.
Well, yes, because here's the deal. The smaller ones will bite at it and try to get it, and you're missing them. And that you want to miss them. You want to miss those bites. Because the 3 to 4 pounder is going to come in and T-bone it and take it from them.
Yeah. 7-inch Riejo?
7-inch is perfect.
I
or 6-inch swim bait. And you're creating a whole other reaction, if you can follow what I'm saying.
Sure. There you go. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. Another full hour of your phone calls. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Nothing is more exciting than fishing Cedros Island on a Hobie Mirage Drive kayak. And Cedros Kayak Fishing will hook you up on this amazing experience. Cedros Kayak Fishing offers deluxe accommodations in their beautiful secluded casita with all the comforts you would expect from a high-end resort, including single occupancy rooms and filtered water. Kayak tours are on Hobie Outback kayaks with bait tanks, fish finder, and VHF radios to ensure a great experience. Fly to Cedros and travel light, as Cedros Tackle has a fully outfitted tackle shop, including top-of-the-line rental gear. After a long day on the water, enjoy delicious local cuisine prepared by the staff. Cedros Kayak Adventures also has a fully outfitted punga and off-road truck and trailer to take you to super secluded spots. Fish where the others don't with Cedros Kayak Fishing. Come join Jeff and the gang for a great trip on Cedros Island. Visit the website at cedroskayakfishing.com for more information and to book your trip.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners, Randy Toussaint
Mount and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. A spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use this special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Who's going to be more successful? The guy with a state-of-the-art fish finder and the latest sonar technology? Or the guy who wastes time looking for fish the old-fashioned way? Smart fishermen know how to embrace technology. And no one understands technology better than your San Diego County Ford dealer. The new F-150 is the only truck available with Pro Trailer Backup Assist, the most advanced, most efficient way to back a trailer ever. It's just one of many high-tech features you won't find on any other truck. Ford is also the only brand available with EcoBoost, a twin turbocharged engine that offers impressive fuel economy without sacrificing power. In other words, Ford trucks just flat out work smarter. So whether you're on the road or on the water, don't let technology pass you by. Come in now and get a clearance price on a new high-tech 2017 F-Series pickup. Visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. Ford, that's California smart. Learn more at buyfordnow.com.
For local and long-range fishing, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among seasoned or novice anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. You need to check out the Islander on their website, islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 2 to 5 day fishing. Watch the website for trips and adventures available. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
Happy holidays from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Be sure to get that saltwater angler on your list what they really want. A gift from Fisherman's Landing Tackle from Shimano. We have the best Shimano has to offer, including Talica, Trinidad A, Therese, Stella, Tranks, Terramar, Colt Sniper, Torium, Tiagra, Flatfall, and much more from Shimano. Bottom line, we have the most complete selection of Shimano saltwater tackle and the knowledge to help you pick out the perfect gift. Check out our huge selection at saltwatertackle.com or come by and see us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew is always looking for ways to improve your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service sport fishing operation offering great half-day and three-quarter-day trips. Book online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.